And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 11th of April, 2017. It's the birthday of the columnist Ellen Goodman, born in Newton, Massachusetts, 1941, started writing her syndicated column for the Boston Globe in 1974, which she finally retired from New Year's Day, 2010. She wrote in that last column, "I began writing my column when my daughter was 7, and I leave as my grandson turns 7. I began writing about Gerald Ford and end writing about Barack Obama. I began on a typewriter, transmitting columns on a Xerox telecopier. Now I have a MacBook on my desk and an iPhone in my pocket. It has been a great gift to make a living trying to make sense out of the world around me. That is as much a disposition as an occupation." It was on this date 1881 Spelman College was founded in the basement of Friendship Baptist Church in Atlanta, originally known as the Atlanta Baptist Female Seminary. It's the oldest private liberal arts college for black women in the United States. It was on this day in 1945 the U.S. Army liberated the Buchenwald concentration camp near Weimar, Germany, a camp in which about 56,000 prisoners had died. It was the first to be liberated at the end of World War II. As the American Army closed in on Buchenwald, the Gestapo telephoned the camp administration to announce that it was going to blow up the camp and destroy any evidence of its existence. The camp administration, however, had already fled in fear of the Allies, and it was a prisoner who answered the phone, pretending to be a camp official. He persuaded headquarters that explosives would not be needed because the camp had already been destroyed. Among those who were there, who were saved by the Americans, was Elie Wiesel, who went on to win the Nobel Peace Prize in 1986. And it's the birthday of the poet Mark Strand, born on Prince Edward Island, Canada, 1934. Though he grew up in South and Central America, his father was working for Pepsi-Cola, moved the family around Cuba to Peru to Mexico. He wanted to be a painter. He enrolled in the Yale School of Art, but then he started reading poetry, mostly Wallace Stevens, which led him to decide to become a poet. Worked as a waiter, delivered laundry to pay his way through Yale. Mark Strand, who died in 2014, and in his last years he put away poetry and he took up painting again. Here's a poem by Mark Strand on his birthday, "Harmony in the Boudoir." After years of marriage, he stands at the foot of the bed and tells his wife that she will never know him, that for everything he says, there is more that he does not say, that behind each word he utters, there is another word and hundreds more behind that one. All those unsaid words, he says, contain his true self, which has been betrayed by the superficial self before her. "So you see," he says, kicking off his slippers, "I am more than what I have led you to believe I am." "Oh, you silly man," says his wife, "of course you are. I find that just thinking of you having so many selves receding into nothingness is very exciting. That you barely exist as you are couldn't please me more." Harmony in the Boudoir, a poem by Mark Strand from Almost Invisible, published by Alfred A. Knopf and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by Progressive Insurance, committed to offering a streamlined shopping experience where home and auto can be bundled together. Now that's Progressive. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.